Bro,
what's up?
You in Fortnite again?
No, it's in the background on the TV.
Oh, I was about to say I can hear.
Yeah, we always got Fortnite on somewhere.
Dope. Okay. What were we supposed to record? Friday? We're supposed to post this Friday. Shit happened Friday, shit happened yesterday, and now we're doing this today.
What's up, what's up? We here now.
Yeah, we here now. We shit just happened, bro. Yeah. But we're going to try to be more consistent, like, uploading every Friday, so, okay. Just stay
especially
tuned.
Since Bonnaroo's out of the way, too.
Bonnaroo's out, bro, that's, hold on, that's on the discussion board. We're just going to go in order. Yeah, bro. So first, yesterday I saw on Twitter it was Tupac's birthday.
Yeah, I saw that on Apple Music's Instagram.
That was crazy, and everybody was like talking about happy birthday Tupac and everything. And
R.I.P.
I was like, dang. Yesterday was Tupac's, and did you know the day before Tupac's birthday, it's Northwest's birthday.
I don't know who that is.
You know Kim Kardashian's kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the little girl, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, well, I saw that on Instagram, and I was like, that's wild. Yeah, she's, like, growing up so fast. Like,
how old is she now?
I have no clue, bro. I think she's, like, 5 or 6, like, 6 or 7.
Dang,
I think.
Dude, that makes me feel old. I remember, like, days before that kid was even born.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was crazy. But, all right, yeah. So, Bonnaroo. It was lit.
Besides, like, getting my phone stolen.
Yeah, all right, so everybody who doesn't know, last week, we were supposed to, you know, we upload every Friday, but last week we were at Bonnaroo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Thursday,
yeah. Yeah, Thursday,
and,
too.
Yeah, Thursday, too, and, it was so hectic, like, we had so much going on, and, like, working, what did we work? We worked Friday morning, right?
Yeah, like 1 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Nah, it was 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. because they got there an hour late.
You're right.
And it was so freaking hot. Okay, Bonnaroo, for everybody who doesn't know, Bonnaroo is a huge music festival in Manchester, Tennessee. And they had a great lineup this year. And we got in for free because we just worked a shift and they gave us armbands and we got camping passes and stuff. And, I mean, just the weekend was just full of stuff to do, and it was crazy. This was actually my first music festival. Is this your first music festival, Jace?
Yeah, it's my first music festival, but not my first concert.
Okay, yeah. See, this was my first concert, music festival, camping, whatever. Like, this was a huge, like, monumental weekend, and it was me, Jace, and our friend Tyler. We went to high school with him, and it was us three, like, we camped together and everything, and it was crazy. Like, it was, the place is humongous.
Man.
Like, it was wild.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts about Bonnaroo, Jace? That sounds like it's good and bad.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta prepare yourself for that, honestly.
Yeah, really? It turned out better, like, way better than I expected.
I wish we wouldn't have left after it rained.
Same. Bro, Sunday looked like it was the best day.
Yeah, I wish I could have saw Future.
Yes, Future and Daniel Caesar. So disappointed I didn't see those two.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see Cardi.
Cardi. Playbook. Yeah, whatever on Cardi, though.
Yeah, Nate said he was... It got weird at his concert, but I still wish I would have, like, went to go see it at first.
I wish we would have saw Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid. Yeah, I wish we would have went to go see him, too.
By the way, Khalid's new song, come on. You can do better, bro.
dang. His new wait, he came out with a new song last night? Friday?
Yeah, he came out with a song with Martin Garrix.
Oh, I haven't even listened to it. Is it good?
No.
It's trash.
I mean, it's trash. It's like it's trying to build up the whole time, and it's just like, come on.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. Damn. So we got Lost. We got Dirty.
Yeah.
It was drugs all weekend.
Goddamn.
It was drugs all weekend. Jace lost his phone. Bro, you lost your phone and you lost your jewel.
Yeah. R.I.P. the jewel. Bro, someone tried to get into my phone last night, actually.
What?
Yeah, I got a notification on my new phone and it said, would you want to allow someone on the iPhone 7 near Atlanta onto your account? I said, hell no.
You should have screenshotted it.
No, I was trying to find out where it was, but it doesn't tell you exactly where the location. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And like, I got a text saying that someone has found your phone, blah, blah, blah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different conversation for a different day. But, damn, that's wild. And you got the fucking iPhone 8 now.
Yeah.
The red one. The Project Red.
Yep. You got to donate to AIDS, man. Let's find a
now,
cure.
The only thing you need is an Apple Watch and AirPods, bro. I think that's the next thing we're getting, right? AirPods, because these are crazy.
Honestly, there's just not that many like Apple products I don't have.
Because you got the Apple TV. What does that sound?
That was my speaker. My bad.
Yeah, you got Apple TV. You got
I got the Mac.
The Mac.
iPhone.
iPhone.
iPad. I think that's it.
Damn. The only thing I got is my iPhone and my Apple Watch. Gotta set this shit up. But, yeah. Bonner is wild. Like, crazy.
If you don't like dance music, man, you should definitely go to, like,
if
dance
you,
music
like,
concert.
I'm telling you. Dance music, like EDM, bro, EDM live, like, has changed my whole, like, perspective on EDM, period. Because Bass Nectar, what was Bass Nectar, Friday?
Yeah, that was Friday night at midnight.
Friday night?
It was Saturday morning.
Y'all need to look up Bass Nectar. He played Friday night at midnight.
Yeah.
Y'all, it was wild. The laser show that he had, like, playing with his music. Oh, my gosh. Like, it was mind-blowing. Like, you guys really... I mean, I would recommend you guys go to Bonnaroo, but, you know, like, some people, you know, don't have enough money to go or whatever. How much does it cost to go?
It costs, like, $350.
That's not bad for four days.
Yeah, for 4 days. But you still got to buy a camping pass, too.
Camping pass? What is it, like, $60?
For the camping pass, $60, but for like an RV, it's like $250.
Golly, well,
dude,
recommend everybody.
The next music festival I want to check out is Lollapalooza. That lineup looks like straight fire.
Who's all playing?
Hold up, let me pull that up.
You'd have to look it up. Yeah. So, Bonnaroo was dope. Next music festival we're going to is Voodoo. When is Voodoo? What, Halloween?
Yeah, this Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend. Voodoo. And we're going with basically the same group we wanted this time. I forgot what the lineup was looking like. I know 21 Savage is going to be there. Who else? There's a lot more people going.
I found a Lollapalooza lineup, dude. The first person is The Weeknd.
That's a must.
And then Bruno Mars. And then you got Jack White, Arctic Monkeys, and then you got Travis Scott.
Dang.
Odessa, yeah, Post Malone, Khalid, Lil Uzi.
Dang.
Tyler the Creator.
Wait, so where's Lollapalooza?
It's in Chicago.
Goddamn, that's far as hell.
Yeah, bro, but it's not that far.
Chicago, bro.
We can do it, bro.
we can make it happen. When is it?
It's August 2nd through the 5th.
How much are the tickets?
Man, I'm not going to lie. They're probably sold out by now.
Dang. Yeah, because what? August is like, what, a month? It's almost July.
Yeah, it's almost
month
July.
Month and a half. Yeah, it's the 17th of June. Yeah, we gotta look more into that.
Hold up. That's general admissions.
Yeah, bro, we gotta get GA tickets this time. We ain't gonna be staff.
Well, these are like just day tickets.
Oh, okay, day tickets.
Yeah, because they got Saturday, Friday general admission, and Thursday.
How much is just a day ticket?
A day ticket, $120.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Your thoughts on Voodoo?
Actually, they are sold out. I'm looking at this.
Oh, dang. They're sold out?
Yeah, they sold out. But you can probably find one from, like, somebody else, you know.
Yeah, you can get, like, that Radiate app that Silo showed me.
Yeah, the Radiate app.
Mm-hmm. You can probably go in there and find one. But, what you thinking about Voodoo, bro?
Man, I don't even remember the lineup now, honestly.
I don't remember the lineup either. I just remember seeing 21. Like, that's a must. I can't remember the lineup, but
I'm about to look that up.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be expensive because we're going to be in New Orleans.
True.
I just think it's going to be really expensive because New Orleans is expensive, period.
All right, so the lineup, Childish Gambino, Odessa, yeah, Martin Garrix, Mumford & Sons, Rufus Du Sol, 21 Savage,
yeah,
Ty Dolla $ign, Griffin, Hippie Sabotage again.
Dang, so what happened?
I guess it ended, bro. I don't really know.
Dang. Okay. I completely forgot what we were talking about. But Voodoo's gonna be lit. This one. Are you, you got your discussion board up yet?
No, not at all.
Golly. New Music Fridays.
New music. Okay, so there was Nas. That was
Nas.
Nas. Yeah, fuck. My bad.
Yeah,
my bad, bro.
I saw that release thing he had on Twitter. 2 Chainz. Who was it? It was 2 Chainz.
Bro, 2 Chainz at everything, bro.
it was 2 Chainz, T.I. Bro, it was big people, and they were like standing up, standing in like a circle, and like they were just like banging their heads and everything. Like 2 Chainz had in earphones. What he got on earphones for? And he listening to the song. But I mean, I think it was his release party. I think. So who all else dropped?
Well, I mean, like I said, told you earlier, dude, there's this Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's only on title.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. He told me right before, like, we started straight, a podcast.
Straight gas.
And he
like,
played me
I don't
the
even
first,
like Jay-Z.
The first song on there is Beyonce and Migos. And it was like,
it wasn't even the Migos. Migos just do ad-libs.
Migos just ad-libs, yeah. But that's a banger. The first, I mean, whenever my idea is whenever the first song on an album is a banger, like that album's going to be good.
Dude, so like, get this though. So, you know how we just talked about Nas just dropped?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, like Zach told me, he said that there's been beef between Jay-Z and Nas since like the late 90s. So then, like,
it wouldn't surprise me.
So, like, right after Nas dropped his album, fucking Beyonce and Jay-Z is going to drop their shit. So it's like, oh, fuck you, bro.
Hey,
I mean, it's Beyonce, bro. He can't compete with Beyonce.
The Nas song I heard, that shit was banging.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so I don't listen to Nas like that on the regular. I don't even have any of Nas's albums on my Apple Music. But that Nas song was a banger. And Nas is one of those, like, hip-hop legends. Like, he just deserves the respect. And I would put him up against... I wouldn't put him up against Beyonce. But I would put him up against Jay-Z. Because him and Jay-Z are on that, like... It's not like that rap music, like, you know, like, these fucking bitches get money, but, you know, they're, like, teaching lessons and shit. Like, basically, like, Jay-Z's last album. Like, Jay-Z was talking about, like, investing money and shit, and, like, all the stuff he learned. Like, they just deserve respect like that, because, you know, they've just been in fucking hip-hop for so long. That's like damn T.I. doesn't talk about fucking bitches getting money anymore. Like, bro, he's been locked up and shit. That boy educated. It's like after every rapper goes to fucking jail, like, they come back completely different.
I mean, got to.
Bro, like Gucci.
Yeah,
Gucci,
dude,
that boy's a one of a kind.
Yeah, man, jail changed Gucci, bro.
That boy came out of jail, got his teeth done. That boy teeth extra white. Yeah, man, Gucci just fucking sophisticated now after that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
Bro, I remember when that man was fat.
Bro, yeah, he was fat. Like, his hair was, like, lower than that. Like, that shit was crazy. Dang, we just got done talking about Gucci the last episode.
We were?
Yeah, because we were talking about Gucci and T.I.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Gucci and T.I. come up again. Golly. Whose album did you like the most that dropped Friday?
Dude, honestly, like, besides, it would have to be the two Nas and Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Nas and Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z and Beyonce seem pretty fire. But I hate that since he owns Tidal that...
Yeah, dude, I think he fucked himself on that part, but I mean, I get what he's trying to do, but still, dude, like,
he's just trying to, because, you know, like, people who do that, they're just trying to, like, get people to download the app or whatever, pay the subscription just to get the album. Yeah, I mean, I get that you're just trying to get more money and more, you know, more people to download the app, but then you got a big ass platform like Apple Music, you're missing out on so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that shit's crazy.
Isn't Tidal, like, more expensive?
I used to have Tidal. Tidal's about the same. I think it's like $10. Yeah,
but I mean, it's kind of
like $10.
It's also kind of like too late.
I mean, but I feel like Tidal's so much behind Apple Music, though.
How?
Like, I don't know. I used to have Tidal when I had an Android. This was before I had my iPhone, when I had an Android. And, I mean, Tidal had everything I was looking for. Like, it was basically like the Apple Music of Android. But then when I got my iPhone, I got Apple Music. And then, you know how many people have iPhones and have an Apple Music account?
Yeah.
Like, way more than damn Tidal.
Yeah. Did you know you get paid more, though? Like, the more streams you get on Tidal, the you get paid the most?
I don't know nothing about, like, I don't know nothing about all of that.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, like, weird people that dropped. I'm going to have to say the album I like the most was Joey Badass's.
That wasn't
1999?
Yeah, bro, that's one of his first ever. Like, that's not new. It was dropped on Apple Music.
I thought it was one of his mixtapes. I thought it was mixtapes. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That's just banging. It's like Joey Badass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what his old
shit is. Yeah, that's why I knew Joey Badass is. It's like old school Harlem.
got to get this timing down.
Bro, I don't even think it's this timing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
All right. I just thought you were, like, moving around in the house, and it was, like, fucking up everything.
No, I'm chilling in my room.
Okay. Yeah, Joey Badass's album, that one's dope. Yay, your recording's done. Okay. How's soccer going for the World Cup?
Bro, so, like, Germany got their ass kicked today by Mexico. I mean, Germany, like, they had some shots. They had some fire shots, but they just couldn't do it. They couldn't finish.
I know nothing about soccer, but I'm just listening.
And then, let me see. We just got done watching another game. It wasn't the Germany and Mexico. Oh, yeah, it was the Brazil and Switzerland with Neymar, you know, on that Brazil team.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, it's not even having the score up.
Who is Griezmann?
Griezmann?
You know who that is? Yeah. I saw on Twitter, it said Griezmann scores the first ever VAR in World Cup history. I don't even know what that is.
No, dude. I don't know that much about soccer. I just like, I really like watching it.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing about soccer. I love to watch it. Like, I'll go to at school. Like, I'll go to all the soccer games. Like, it's dope,
dude. Honestly, lately, like every game in the World Cups, like most of them have been ties. Portugal and Spain tied. Argentina and Iceland tied.
What is it called when they do the? When is it a? I forgot what it. What is it called after they tie? And they have to do something.
Are you talking about overtime?
Yeah, overtime.
They don't have overtime in this yet. They only do that when it's like really needed.
So what happens if you get a tie?
You both kind of advance, and it kind of, I guess, will come down to it. I don't really know the rules that much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm. That's wild. So who you want to win?
Bro, I wanted Argentina to win, but...
I feel like that's the only thing I hear about, like, if you ask them about pro soccer, like, Argentina is, like, always a team, like, every year.
It's because of Messi.
Oh. Well, everybody loves fucking Argentina.
Oh, no. Everybody I talked to this year, they're going for Portugal.
Portugal?
Yeah, that's Ronaldo's team.
Mm-hmm.
That boy got served up with a prison sentence, though.
What?
Yeah, bro, he got...
What happened?
Tax invasion. Like, that man was just fucking around, and now that he's got a... He's got a fine, he's got, like, a 2-year prison sentence.
Damn!
They served him up right before his game.
Golly! That's wild. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. Pay your taxes, kids.
Yeah, pay your taxes. Like, get you an accountant. But I still feel like accountants fuck you up, though.
get this, though. Like, he said he didn't even know. He thought he just was like, oh, my accountant did it without me knowing.
Yeah, you know the same thing happened to Wesley Snipes.
Same thing happened to Messi last year, I think. I think it was last year.
Bro, I think Wesley Snipes was, like, doing a movie. I think he was doing Blade or Blade 2 or something like that. And, like, he got served to go to, he got subpoenaed to go to court, and he didn't know why. And they said, like, they audited his taxes. And come to find out, like, his accountant, like, didn't do his taxes or some shit for, like, four or 5 years.
Why not? Damn. Lazy.
Bro, I don't know. That was crazy. But then, yeah, he had to go to jail for I don't know how long, but when he got out, he finished that last Blade movie, and it was crazy.
Oh, I missed that movie, honestly, man.
What, Blade?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, Blade's a classic. Like, all three, like, Blade's wild. Okay.
Next, we got, we already talked about the Nas album.
Yeah, we already talked about Nas's album. Only reason I put that on there is because that video on Twitter.
What video on Twitter?
That video of his album release.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I put it on there. Okay. The XXL 2018 Fresh
Trash list. Trash.
The only person I like on there is YBN Namir or Namir.
I don't even like him, bro. He goofy.
I like him. He's like different. But then you got like Trippy Red.
I fuck with Trippy Red.
Who else is on there? I Lil forgot.
Lil Pump on there, ain't he?
Lil Pump's on there. Smoke Perp's on there.
There's Smoke Perp?
Yeah, Smoke Perp's on there.
Mm.
And it's just like a whole bunch of... It's literally a freshman list. Like, everybody is basically like the same.
Bro, it used to be so much better back in the day.
It used to be, like, I think that year with 21 Savage and Lil Uzi and, like, that year, what was that, 2016?
I think so.
2016,
somewhere in there.
Yeah, that year was the best, I mean, not the best year, but the last year, like, it was actually good. Then the year after, they had, like, Made in Tokyo, who else did they have? Cardi, they had, what's his name? Who's the dude with the, he had like the two different color hair, like he had dreads.
I forgot. You talking about 6ix9ine?
No, not 6ix9ine, bro. 6ix9ine's garbage.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but that year it started declining, bro.
Yeah.
And then this year is just garbage. Like
what? Black Boy, why are you on there, bro? Like your album's trash.
Like I haven't even listened. Like we were talking about Black Boy on the last episode, and I haven't even listened to his album yet. Like I probably listened to like one song.
I've listened to like three or four.
I don't even want to listen to it. It could be better. Like all of theirs could be better. The only I listened to YBN Namir, his song "Rubbing Off the Pain." That song's banging.
I just like it. Isn't that the one about Rick and Morty you mentioned?
Yeah,
that's about the only song I like.
Yeah, that song's fire. And
dude, I got
Smoke Perp's what is it? Is Bless Your Trapper?
Yeah, Bless Your Trap with Murder Beats. Yeah.
That album's fire. Other than that, everything else is like straight garbage.
I need to check out Wi-Fi's Funeral. Like I've heard a lot of stuff from him, so like I need to check
out. Who is that?
That's the other dude, like, in the W jacket.
Oh, he's on the freshman list?
Yeah, he's Wi-Fi.
His name is Wi-Fi Funeral?
Yep.
What kind of name do these people be coming up with?
He killing the internet, bro.
Obviously, so his stuff better be fired. That's the only thing I can say. Hey, did you watch that? You watched that 21 Savage YouTube video I sent you last night, right?
Yeah, I watched some of it, bro. He was talking super proper.
Okay, so this is how I found out about it, right? So last episode, if you guys listen to the last episode, my friend Grant, he lives in Atlanta. He was on here. Grant DM'd me the video. I didn't watch it or anything. I think I was at work or something and didn't pay any attention because Grant always DMs me shit. And half the shit I don't even, like, watch.
You a good friend.
He is a good friend.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, I'm a good friend? Nah, yeah. I just look at it so it says scene and then I get off that shit. Anyways, this is actually a good video and I kind of feel bad for not watching that shit. But later saw it on, I think it was the Dark Room or the Shade Room. No, it's the Shade Room on Instagram. Saw it. And it was a video of 21 Savage. It was like that first, I want to say that first 20 or 30 seconds. And it was like, it's funny how 21 Savage starts talking proper or whatever. And then I go on YouTube and look up the whole video. It's like a 3-4 minute video. And
I just saw like the video of him talking proper on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. After that, he starts talking about like Saint Laurent. He's performing at, some fashion show in Chicago, I think. And I was pretty impressed, bro. Like, he had on Saint Laurent shoes. They asked him like why he calls himself Saint Laurent. None. He was like, "You see these shoes right here?" He was like, "These shoes aren't even out yet." I was like, "Damn."
He said, I was like, "Check me.
Goddamn, bro, them shoes were fire though." And he had on like this yellow and black. It was yellow, black and white Saint Laurent white jacket.
Yeah, I saw it.
They asked him, like, why doesn't he wear any jewelry? He was like, because, you know, the richest people he's ever met, like, they don't wear jewelry.
Dang.
I know, right? And I was like, whoa.
That like man used to rock chains, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, you blowing my mind. I was like, bro, you used to have on, like, the AP, and you had on, like, the bracelet and the Cuban link, and now you ain't wearing nothing. Like, I don't know what Amber Rose is doing to you, bro, but
all my diamonds, Vivi, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what Amber Rose is doing to you, but you need to stop drinking that damn juice. That bro, you know making him drink like some organic juice or whatever.
Bro, get away from Amber Rose.
Yes, please do. I mean, no offense to y'all's relationship, because I love it, but nah, bro. if she's making you do all that, fuck that. bro, everybody's been Snapchat me today. I have been playing straight Xbox.
My boy got addicted.
Louis Vuitton's new cologne line for men.
I don't know shit about that, bro.
I don't know. Bro, it was kind of weird because I thought Louis Vuitton was like the upper class, you know, like Gucci, Saint Laurent shit.
Yeah.
And they outside, like, got people outside, like, climbing mountains and shit. Like, what?
What you talking about, bro?
Bro, I was so confused.
Are they trying to be Columbia?
I don't know what.
We got Louis Vuitton, the next Patagonia, bro.
No, absolutely not. And that shit's gonna be expensive as it is. Fuck that. I don't want it.
Bro, I'm gonna go buy me some Louis Vuitton and climb me a mountain.
No, fuck that. You gonna have your new Louis Vuitton backpack.
Get that shit all dirty.
No, there's no way. Because this shit's supposed to be like fine leather too, there's no way you're getting this shit. And then that shit gets scratched, I'm gonna be like, I don't even want this no more. I saw on Instagram Swae Lee and Tory Lanez have a collab on the way.
That's gonna be interesting.
Tory Lanez had his last album, I forgot what it's called. His last album was
Days to Remember, Memories or something.
Yeah,
shit.
Memories Won't Die. That's what it is. That album was pretty good. Then he had another single with somebody else. That single was pretty good. Now, Shrimp Life 3 has dropped. And we got Swae Lee and Tory Lanez doing a collab.
I think it's going to work if they really try.
I think it's going to, because Tory Lanez is always on that, you know, Benson Caribbean type shit. And Swae Lee just like singing to everything. So I think it's going to work. So we're just going to have to look out for that one, because it's going to.
Maybe it won't happen at all.
I hate people who do that, who like post on social media talking about like so and so got a collab or, you know, new music on the way or whatever, and it never drops.
Sometimes they just be talking.
Yeah, sometimes it just be rumors, but I mean, that shit, I hate that shit.
You got this Cardi B and Offset baby relationship. I saw a picture today of him, like,
holding her stomach. Wait, did you see that picture? Did you see that picture of her naked and him, like...
Yeah, kissing her stomach. Bro, Offset, what you doing, bro? What you doing?
First of all, Offset, I had higher expectations for you. Because you're supposed to be dripping like Ric Flair, bro. no discredit to, like, their baby or anything. Like, I like their relationship. Like, they really don't, like, put their business out like that, though.
Nah.
And, like, when Cardi B blew up, they got together. And, like, Cardi B bought that boy that car. And then, what, they had that baby. And she's pregnant. I'm surprised she hasn't had that baby yet.
Yeah, dude. How long has she been pregnant?
I don't know. I think she's about to have it, though.
What are they going to name it, I wonder?
Something stupid. But they're black, though, so they need a normal-ass name.
Bro, since we're talking about one of the Migos, so, like, I was watching this thing with Kevin Hart. It's like, Kevin Hart's the host, and it's on, it's on YouTube, and he was like, it's like Hit the Fit or some shit. And so, like, he meets up with Chance the Rapper, and they're going to go to a... like beer yoga, and
beer yoga.
Yeah, you drink beer while you're doing the yoga, and like they got hammered right before, and like Kevin Hart, you know, being him, he was like, you know what, we should see who we can call, like who's the most famous we can call or FaceTime right now, and they'll pick up. So like Kevin Hart tries to call
Offset,
The Rock.
Oh.
And and then Chance the Rapper, he calls Quavo. I was like,
who picked up? Did both of them pick up?
Nah, neither one of them picked up. But then Kevin Hart called Chris Rock. Chris Rock picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock, cool. He was on a movie theater, and he was like, he walked out and talked to him.
Damn. Damn, that's wild. Yeah. I gotta watch that shit. What is it called? It's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Like, Kevin Hart's the host.
And it's called what? Move the Fit?
Or In the Fit or something. Like, they're doing, like, workout stuff the whole time.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we gotta set up there and watch that. That sounds kind of good. Ronnie J.
Who's
Ronnie J?
I don't even know who Ronnie J is, bro.
Bro, you don't know who Ronnie J is?
Nah, dog.
You know, bro, you know the producer, like, oh my god, Ronnie. You don't know?
No.
Bro.
I've heard that, though, yeah.
Yes, he's a producer. he came out with his last album, I want to say it came out, like, January. It was okay. Like, it's called OMG Ronnie. Everybody go check it out. It's okay. I really haven't, like, listened to it like that, but... it's all right. But he has plenty of bangers. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, that boy's up there with damn, what's his name? Metro. Like,
for real, bro? There's no way. There's no way, yes. Bro.
Yes, bro. He's up there. The dude is making bangers. Like, bro. He's up there with damn,
Sony Digital and Metro, like, the only ones up there.
Nah, bro. He's right below there then.
Pharrell, right... Pharrell and Metro Boomin are on the same level.
Damn, Pharrell's producing him?
Bro, he's been producing. Where you been, bro?
No, I mean like he's producing his own beats and sending them to people.
Yeah, bro. He's been doing that. Like he's produced plenty of songs you've heard.
I know he's been like co-producing like albums. Nah, I didn't know he was like making his own beats.
He's like a god producer, bro.
Dang, I didn't even know that.
Like he's like on Kanye West level.
Like
Kanye West produced Nas album.
Well, you know, Pharrell helped produced A$AP Rocky's album.
It doesn't surprise me, honestly.
It don't surprise me either. But Ronnie J and Sway Lee, they have a collab on the way. Oh my god, Ronnie. Ronnie J, he's killing it. And Slay Lee's
work? Like with their vibe? I feel like Slim Jimmy'd probably be a better job like do a better job. Nothing against Sway Lee.
I would. Yeah, I would. Actually, you are right. I would have Slim Jimmy. I would have Slim Jimmy and Ronnie J do that collab and let Sway Lee and Tory Lanez do a collab. Dang, that I never even thought about that. But yeah, because Ronnie, he's like bangers. Like he's like, you know, and I don't think that's Sway Lee's. That's not a hit for Sway Lee. That's more of a Slim Jimmy's like his flow. Yeah. But we'll see how it turns out. Cause
maybe it's a banger. Maybe it's
Sway Lee. Sway Lee will surprise you now.
Yeah.
Sway Lee hit you a surprise. You wouldn't even know it. So, you know, just stay tuned for it. All right, and the last thing we got
Rich the Kid divorce. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So, last episode, you remember we were talking about Rich the Kid? Like, something about him. His wife, like, reported, like, she was getting beat by him or whatever. Now, come to find out, Rich and his wife are getting a divorce, and he's trying to file for full custody.
Of his kids, bro.
Of his kids.
Bro, how can be Rich the Kid when he got kids, bro? What's up?
We didn't even know, like, Rich was married.
Bro, I didn't know anything about
Now Rich has kids? What the fuck? Like, Rich is, like, 22.
Is he for real, bro? He that young?
I think he's younger than that, to be honest. I don't even know. Like, this is... And he just now, like, blew up.
Damn.
And we talked about that, too. Like... This is first album that was, like, big. And then you, like, come up with all this shit.
You
like,
think his next album, he'll be in his feelings?
I think his next album's not even going to be as big as this album, to be honest. Unless he, like...
Never know, bro.
I don't know. I'm just saying, for right now, for what I see, like, I'm not expecting his next album to be as big as this one. Because out of nowhere, everybody was talking about Rich the Kid, because he had, what was the one song he had? I forgot that one song, that one single he had, and everybody was, like, overplaying it. And then his album dropped, and everybody was blowing it up. But I think his next, unless he keeps coming out with, like, singles and features, like, consecutively, and they're bangers, or they're at least good, and then he drops his album, then his album's not going to be any good, bro.
I think people, like, when artists, like, drop, like, all the time, like the Migos did last year, like, they drop songs with everybody all the time. I think that's just, like, ruining, like, everything, like, You're not leaving anything, you know. You're putting it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wish like they would just hold it back a little bit and like.
Wait. So what about Drake though? So Drake's the most reliable artist out there who would drop a single.
You got to look at Drake. Drake only drops like 3 songs a year. Migos will probably drop with like.
Drake drops 3 songs a year.
Like just his, but I'm talking about before his albums, like in between albums. Like, he don't drop songs all the time, like, in between his albums.
He's dropped, like, I don't know how many songs he's dropped now. Like, after More Life and after before Scorpion, how many songs has he dropped? Four?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, like, 4 or 3. Like, not that many. But then you got the Migos, and
Migos is dropping.
Not just that, but, like, Drake doesn't even take features that often. But Migos,
yeah, he really don't do features.
Every feature, bro.
Migos is everywhere, and Cardi B is everywhere, and that's what's tripping me out. Like, bro, like, Cardi B is on every song. She's literally got like Offset syndrome. I feel like you know how Offset was on every single, or Migos were on every single. Mm-hmm. That's Cardi.
I just feel like if they keep throwing it out there that. Everybody's just gonna get tired of them, you know.
I love the Migos.
I'm just saying.
I think if you keep like putting music out there like that, like so often, like then people are just going to be expecting you just to keep dropping music like that, like, all the time. And I don't know, like, some people, they got music, they got enough music to drop like that. Who said they had, like, it was Lil Uzi. Yeah, Lil Uzi, and who was it, Future, or, no, it was,
I want to say
Young Thug. They had how many songs? Like 1,000?
Dude, a lot.
They had like 1,000 songs like they have that they just haven't released. And I mean, like, if you have music like that and you're just getting tired, I mean, you're just getting bored and like, hey, I just want to drop a single. I mean, if your label company lets you drop it, like, go ahead. If you have the songs for it, but I mean, if you know you don't have that many songs, then yeah, just keep them. There's no point of you dropping your single, I mean, just for people to, you know, just to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have some people who do that, just drop songs just for fun.
Especially DJs. DJs do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like remixes and stuff, mm-hmm. but I mean, if you're just gonna do it like just consecutively, like back to back, and like, don't keep it up that way, because either you're going to run out of songs or people are going to get tired of you. And I mean, I don't know how long you're going to last, to be honest. I think that's why people just drop features most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, features just help you stay relevant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still get paid.
Yeah, you do get paid, but it's not your song, so you don't have control over that. So, whew. All right.
So finally, like, this thing didn't cut off for the fucking third time. We
actually did it. So we gotta get a hang of this shit, because I don't know, but it's working for now. We're just now starting. That's the end of the discussion board. Anything you want to say, Jace, before we end this episode?
Don't do drugs, kids.
Bro, I wonder how Tyler's feeling after Bonnaroo. Tyler was like, bro, I just feel drained.
Bro, he was tired.
That was crazy. All right, guys.
Check out this Everything episode. Is Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z, bro, if you get a chance.
Oh, that's the name of the album?
Yeah, bro.
Everything is Love?
Yep. Flames, like, okay. Surprise.
Like that, the first single was crazy.
Yeah.
Waiting episode 2. We're dropping Friday, right, Jace?
Unless something else comes up. Okay. Yeah.
Or every Friday, we're going to try and be more consistent. Sorry about the, you know, we've just been really busy like these last 2 weeks. So we're trying to grab a hold of it.
Follow the Twitter, bro. Follow the Twitter at Jason Marino.
Yeah, follow me at underscore KG16. The Instagram. What's your Instagram, Jace?
It's Jace underscore Molina 2, I think.
My
Twitter just Jace Molina, though.
Oh, my Instagram's underscore G, so yeah. Build a brand, basically. We got just drop them beats. Those beats are fire, bro. You need to like send those.
All right, bro. Crazy. I mean, I got a guy here, and we were gonna that first beat I showed you, we're gonna record on that later.
Well, we got we got more coming for the. Really been busy. We haven't been busy with that. Like we gotta get on top of that.
No, I can do that real quick.
We probably won't even come up. To like, because I gotta get those screen prints to Dallas's girl, so we can print off the t-shirt. I mean the hoodies.
All right.
But that's all. But yeah, we got got music coming, fashion coming, and I'm gonna try and get on top of this vlog thing, bro. I still haven't like been able to edit this first video, but we're gonna get on top of it. So,
yeah, bless guys, up, bless up.
Real's waving, and we'll see you guys on episode 3. So, peace.
Deuces.